This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, good morning. I've got another book for you this morning. I've been doing a few deepish ones lately, but this one is to help people. It's a picture book for children, actually, and it's to help kids understand and deal with anxiety. Have you come across kids who are just worried about everything?
Absolutely.
I remember there was one little girl that we used to have at our church who just, every time she went to school, she was just anxious. It was just coming out everywhere, whether she'd done her homework, did she have a jumper, did she have a lunch, was her lunch packed properly. Some kids, it's interesting, some kids really have it out there. They express their anxiety. Other people notice that their kids have got other things that crop up. Can you think of anything? You guys have got kids, haven't you?
Well, Connor gets anxious if he doesn't have his right jumper with him, you know what I mean? Like, it's just usually little stuff, but he gets pretty affected by that kind of stuff if he's passionate about it.
Yeah, well, so there's other things like, you know, going all quiet and withdrawn, or bedwetting, that sort of thing can happen, or being noisy and loud and boisterous because they're actually not coping very well. There's all sorts of ways that the kids actually express anxiety. And it's easiest to spot when they're worried, but sometimes there's other behaviours that are exhibited. So at Southern Community Care, Southern Community Welfare, which is associated with Guymyr Baptist Church, they have been quite concerned and aware of kids not actually managing anxiety very well. And so one of the workers there called Kerry Moss, she's a family therapist, a child and family therapist with Southern Community Welfare, and she's written this book called Mr. Jitters, which is a picture book for children, but it's a really great resource for parents to read to their kids and help them address some of these issues and give them understanding ways of dealing with whether it's being scared because you're worried you're going to fall off your bike, or whether it's because you're worried about the dark when you're going to sleep at night. That's so common. I think everyone has had that sort of jitters at some time. And so it's a really great resource, whether it be for you to have for your kids at home or for preschool or Sunday school libraries, just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, okay. Is it only available from Guymyr Baptist Church?
Yes, well, you can ring them up. That's the Southern Community Welfare.
Yep.
The phone number to ring is 9545 0299. And you could, or you could look at the website. So that's www.scw, Southern Community Welfare, of course, .org.au. So scw.org.au. It's $14.95 plus $4.95 postage, and very worthwhile resource to have, especially if your kids get stressed about stuff. So I reckon it's a good book to have. We've actually featured it in the current May-June issue of Christian Woman magazine, the one with Darlene on the front cover. So if you check that out, that article gives you a bit more information about what that's all about.
Mr. Jitters, Jenny Baxter, thank you very much.
That's okay. Nice to talk to you. See you later.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.